Good day, and welcome back to What's Ailing America. One of your most important weapons in fighting the war on truth being waged against the people by the mainstream media. On this show, you will hear the truth, no matter how against the grain it is. The views expressed on this broadcast are not endorsed by the Republic Broadcasting Network, its staff or management, but represent the views and opinions of the host, guests, and callers. Additionally, the information I share with you is not to be construed as medical advice. Rather, I am merely what I would do if I were you after much research on each subject. To learn about my work explaining and reversing vaccine-induced diseases, please go to the www.drcarly.com and listen to the interview of myself by the Chiropractic Leadership Alliance to learn how I transformed from a trauma surgeon to a court-qualified expert in vaccine-induced diseases and how the medical mafia has responded to my stepping out of the box. Make sure you sign up for the updates on my site as I send out important information you need to know to my list. I've been told by my webmaster it should be operational within a couple of weeks, folks, so if you can't sign on, try back in a couple of weeks. I do consults for people and pets with autoimmune disease, seizures, or cancer, and teach you how to reverse these conditions with natural therapies. I have clients all over the world and create your individual protocols based solely on history alone. You do not need to travel to North Carolina to see me in person. Please call me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week to learn how I do consults. My phone number is also on my website. I ask you to consider the information I share with you using your own innate intelligence, the common sense you were all given by your Creator. Do not believe anything I tell you. Check things out for yourself. For we have been lied to about everything, and each person must develop the ability to discern the truth for themselves if we are to extricate ourselves from the matrix of darkness that has evolved because we sat by and did nothing, especially with the legion of disinformers out there. I also encourage you to listen to my shows on Saturday called 2 if by C at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, where I co-host with Janet Phelan. And the archives, of course, are available on republicbroadcasting.org for both sites, or both shows, excuse me. My guests and I love to answer your questions, so feel free to call in. You can use your first name only if you like, and all shows are archived. The number to call in is listed on the RBN website. It is toll-free, 800-313-9443. Every week I will answer the question, What's Ailing America, with a different response, as well as share the good news as to what can heal America on many levels. My goal is to assist in the evolution of consciousness on this planet. For awareness of the truth shall set us free. And I know that once enough of us have become aware that we have been lied to about everything, including the fact that vaccines are good when they are actually inoculations with disease and thus are the true weapons of mass destruction, together we will be able to stop this holocaust on the health of people and pets. That truth, when put on top of the mountain of lies upon which this country is built, will cause the entire mountain of lies to crumble. Okay, on today's show, we're going to answer the question, what's ailing America with cancer? It's a very big subject. I'm going to have Patrick Jordan join me probably the second half of the show to talk about some of the things he's uncovered.
It's a...
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where the answer today is cancer. And the song that I start my show with is called Bombs Over Baghdad by John Trudell. And if you want to hear the whole song, listen to the second hour archive of my show 2 weeks ago on antibiotic self-created organisms. Because my phone kept being mysteriously disconnected, and so the whole song played. And so you can hear that song. It's a very important song, especially in these days of fake wars. Now, before I start the subject, because this is a biggie, folks, I want to tell you that what you need to do is try not to get in the fear mode. This is very important. Fear stands for Federal Effort Against Reform. They are doing everything they can to scare us. Some of the things I'm going to tell you today are a little bit scary. But you see, knowledge is power, and the truth will set you free and save your life. So it's very important to become educated about what's actually going on, so that you can prevent yourself from being killed by the medical mafia. So I encourage all of you not to allow feelings of fear and confusion to enter your space. What's happening right now with all the corrupt systems that have enslaved humanity is that they're collapsing. These dark structures that were put into place long ago by the dark priests and held there by their minions are all coming to light. And this has held all of humanity in tyranny. So these collapses have to happen. And I know it's getting a little worrisome out there as one thing after another continues to go down. But just realize that all of this has to be brought to light. And in the end, once we fire these minions that have caused all this darkness onto our planet, and especially the death and destruction, it's going to be a really nice place. But it may get a little interesting in the meantime. Now, I want to just mention to you, I like to watch movies that are coming out because I want to see what they're feeding the sheep. And this past weekend, I saw yet another movie about the coming pandemics. And this one is called Doomsday. And this was a very interesting movie. Of course, the answer that they're always looking for in these pandemic movies is the, you know, the life-saving vaccine, which you're going to find out today is like the exact opposite of what's really need to be done. But in this movie, they had a quote, and they said, with a lie this big, we can get away with anything we want. And that's what's going on, folks. This vaccine situation is the biggest lie. And I'm not only going to be telling you today about how vaccinations are involved in corrupting the immune system and causing cancer, but also that they're making viruses to cause cancer. This is what's happening. Don't kill the messenger, but you're paying for it. And your loved ones are dropping like flies. Before I start, however, I want to just mention a very important email that I got from somebody by the name of Rebecca in South Carolina. And she wrote to me and stated that in 1969, there was a Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan, a pediatric physician in Pittsburgh, who attended a lecture given by a Dr. Richard Day, an insider of the order, quote unquote. Dr. Day spoke to a group of about 80 pediatricians, now remember this is in 1969, and informed them that they could not tape nor take notes, that a few years earlier he could not have given the information, but everything is in its place and nothing can stop us now. And we intend to go into the 21st century with a running start. He then proceeded to tell them about all kinds of things that have been planned out, including the New World Order, population control, suppressing cancer's cure, euthanasia and the demise pill, control over medicine, elimination of private doctors, sex indoctrination, encouraging homosexuality, basically, you know, making the educational systems nothing but propaganda tools of Big Brother, blending all religions, changing the Bible, all kinds of things, changing laws, encouragement of drug abuse to create jungle atmospheres. As you probably know, when people are addicted to heroin, they give them methadone, which is even more addictive than heroin. I mean, it's just really amazing. Restrictions on travel, need for more jails. Well, this was done in, this lecture occurred in 1969, as I said. Talked about single banking system, terrorism, all kinds of things, world citizens, United Nations, world court, etc., etc. And, of course, we're seeing that all happen now. And this doctor was obviously one of the individuals who was involved in planning the whole thing, and he actually had the audacity to tell the people that were at the lecture, this is what's going to happen, there's nothing you can do, we've already got all of our things in place now. And so I'm sure he was a anti-Hippocratic, those are the medical masons. And so that's what I'm trying to get you to understand, that everything that's happening is being done on purpose. So once you learn the truth, and especially about your health, that's one of the most important things, folks, because if you don't have your health, you have nothing. And if you're disabled and you have to get a disability check from the government, then, of course, you have to go to their doctors. You have to do whatever you're told. And I can assure you, you will never get well. You will just go farther and farther down the spiral into disease and eventually die. And as you've heard me talk about on previous shows, they've already come up with a list of people that they're not going to save once the pandemic occurs. So it's very important to get well, folks. And before I start talking about cancer, what I was taught in medical school that it is, what it really is, and some of the other factors that you need to know about it, I want to tell you about one of the most amazing cases I have heard of recently. And this is a young woman by the name of Deborah who lives in Long Island. She was 38 years old and got breast cancer. Of course, that's no surprise living in Long Island with all the pesticides there, which are one of the major causes of cancer, one of the major carcinogens. I'll be talking about that more in a moment. They cut off one of her breasts and started her on chemo. Surprisingly not, she developed cancer in the other breast. So they put her on chemo again. She then developed brain metastases. And guess what they did, folks? They put her on Decadron. Decadron is one of the strongest steroids there is. Now, allegedly, they put her on the Decadron to decrease the brain swelling being caused by the tumors in her brain, which had metastasized from her breast. But, of course, what steroids also do is suppress the immune system. So this is something they're doing now, is giving people steroids who have cancer of the brain, telling them it's going to decrease the swelling. What's it actually going to do? It's going to make the tumors grow like wildfire. It's like putting gasoline on a fire. And not only is her brain tumors, are her brain tumors continuing to grow, she also developed a bone tumor in her knee. They did surgery on her knee. She developed a post-op joint infection with methicillin-resistant staph. They put her on IV antibiotics. She got pseudomembranous colitis, which I talked about 2 weeks ago on my antibiotic-created stealth organism show. If you didn't hear that, you got to hear that too, folks. And they ended up doing a colon resection. She also got insulin-dependent diabetes from the Decadron, as well as a hip fracture. Aseptic necrosis of the hip bone and the elbow is a very common side effect of high-dose steroids. They took her back to surgery. Now she's unable to exercise. Is pretty much confined to bed, and they've got her on blood thinners. So this is something that's gone down over a six-year period. This is one of the most disgusting cases I have ever heard of, but it's an excellent flow chart because it shows the insanity of what they're doing now to people and how they're killing them with their toxic drugs. And I predict that this woman will not be alive much longer. Apparently her family is just going to continue to go to the White Coats. One of her relatives had them call me to try to get her to abandon this insanity, but I never heard back after she told me her story. So apparently they're going to kill her. And this poor woman has three young children. This is what's going on, folks, and you have to realize that the White Coats, whether they are intentionally killing you as they are at the high levels, the anti-Hippocratics, knowing that they have a population reduction agenda, or if it's just the regular doctors who want to keep their license, so they have to go through these various protocols that are put out there to the doctors, whether they make sense or not. You know, so one thing happens, you do the next drug, nobody considers what the cause and effect relationship is going to be of that drug, and you just continue to get worse and worse and worse. And this is what my profession is doing, and that is why I am starting this, you know, well, not even just starting. I've been doing this for 10 years, but I'm trying to get you to realize we must cause the death of medicine. That is what we must do. Okay, so first I want to start with telling you what causes cancer as far as what the White Coats learn in medical school. Now, amazingly, I actually kept every note and every transcript of all of my medical school lectures. I kept all my books. And as I moved from New York to Florida and then up to North Carolina, I often asked myself, why am I carrying this crap with me? It's a lot of stuff. But, of course, I realize now why I did it is because now I can go back and find the lies and see just how they twist and spin things to get the young doctors to be disinformed so that they end up healing no one. What we learned cancer was in medical school is a disorder of differentiation, i.e. an abnormal persistent proliferation of cells in which the cell division is uncoordinated and unrestrained by the signals that regulate the growth of normal cells. And these growths, called neoplasms, are unaffected by the restriction points in the normal cell cycle, leading to abnormal cell growth when cells exposed to carcinogens, which are cancer-causing toxins, or oncogenes are involved. And, of course, this is, the biggest lie that's ever been told, because I'm going to explain to you what cancer really is so that you understand not only what cancer is, but that it's the cause, the true cause of cancer, as well as how to reverse it. Of course, you're not allowed to use the cure word unless you're using drugs, which never cure anything. But these things have been known for over 100 years, folks. And this is a biggest scam you can imagine. Of course, more people are living off cancer, you know, making drugs, et cetera, than even have cancer. So this is very important information to share with others. I hear the music. We're going to the break. We'll be back on the other side. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is cancer. And just to continue telling you what I learned in medical school, one of the biggest lies that they tell us in medical school is that neoplasms arrive from essentially every cell type found in the body. For example, they teach us that carcinoma comes from epithelial cells, sarcoma comes from something called mesenchymal cells, which include connective tissue, muscle, and vessels. And in my medical notes, I found under the miscellaneous section something listed as a choriocarcinoma, and that's something that arises from cells called trophoblasts. Now, why this is so important is because, as it turns out, choriocarcinoma, which is actually a condition very similar to pregnancy, think about what happens in pregnancy. The placenta actually eats its way into the uterus. That's how the baby gets nourished from the mother. And as it turns out, in 1902, somebody by the name of Professor John Beard, who was a professor of embryology of the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, reported that cancer is the same as trophoblasts of pregnancy, which spread and multiply rapidly as they eat into the uterus, forming the placenta, as I said. He said that the trophoblast is forced as a result of a chain reaction started with the total life cell, which is a diploid totipotential cell, which has the capacity to evolve into any tissue, including the embryo. Now, 80% of these cells are located in the ovaries or testes. What they didn't tell us is that the rest of these cells are distributed elsewhere in the body. And, of course, these are the cells that become cancer cells. And, as a matter of fact, the hormone estrogen, which is found in both sexes, stimulates these cells to form the placenta, and it also stimulates these cells to form cancer. And that's one reason why pesticides are such a severe carcinogen, because they are synthetic estrogens, as are many plastics. Somebody by the name of Dr. William Kelly, who himself had terminal metastatic pancreatic cancer, not only cured himself, but cured over 33,000 cases of cancer in his 40s, was doing this, actually discovered that the way to get rid of these pre-placenta cells or trophoblast cells is something called activated pancreatin. Therefore, this is a digestive enzyme, as a matter of fact, produced in the liver. And so what he realized is one of the main reasons that people develop cancer is because they have a deficiency in pancreatic secretions. And one of the things that he did, actually the main thing he did for his clients, besides putting them on special diets and things of that nature, was to give them an activated pancreatic enzyme that actually eats up these trophoblastic cells. Now, I met Dr. Kelly many years ago. He invited me to Texas because he started having decreased results with this therapy and realized that it's because people are so toxic. So he invited me to come and give a talk about what I do and how I detoxify people, etc. And he also taught me what he does, and I incorporated that into my protocol for cancer. But one of the main things I want you to realize, folks, is that this Professor Beard figured this out in 1902. And it was Dr. Kelly coming across Professor Beard's work that made him realize how important it is to get rid of these preliminary cancer cells. And so that's the first lie we were not told in medical school, or the first lie we were told in medical schools is that these cancers come from different tissues. They all come from the same precursor cell, the trophoblast. So that's one reason people are getting cancer, is because they have these trophoblasts in their body. Another thing you have to address in all people, but especially the people that have cancer, is acidity. Cancer loves acid. And if your body is too acid, your tumors are going to grow faster. As a matter of fact, cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. So one of the things that I teach my clients how to do is to alkalinize themselves. And this is another very important part of my protocol in people with cancer. Now, another very important thing is to not drink milk, because milk has bovine growth hormone in it. And the bovine growth hormone, once again, is like putting fuel on a fire. If you have cancer, it's only going to make the cancer grow faster. And what I always tell people is that everybody has cancer. There's no way you can have cancer cells in your body in this toxic world in which we live. And that is the reason that you have to do everything you can to keep your immune system boosted. Because, you see, if your immune system works, it is going to go after the cancer cells, just like it's going to process any bacteria, viruses, or parasites that come in from the outside in a fashion that's going to keep you well. Of course, as I explain in my paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction on drcarly.com, once you inject these things into the body, that's a whole nother ball game. It causes a corruption of the immune system, where the B cells make antibody, and the T cells that are supposed to kill cancer cells and bacteria and viruses are basically shut down. Okay, I hear the music again. We'll be back after the break. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where the answer today is cancer. And as I was saying before the break, one of the biggest reasons that we have cancer is because of the fact that we now have so many vaccines. As a matter of fact, the vaccines are causing a corruption in the immune system, and that is why the vaccines have to be detoxed as well. I encourage all of you to read that paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, to understand exactly how that corruption occurs. And it's a very important thing for you to realize, and it was actually quite funny. One of our listeners, David, and I thank David very much, wrote me an email after he heard me state this before on the air, that there was no such thing as cancer before vaccinations. And I actually want to read to you a few quotes, and this is reprinted from the Toscan, from the 12th of March, 1982, which was printed by Wertheimer, Lee and Company in Circus Place, London, in 1892. And this is what it says. The cancer is reported to be increasing not only in England and the continent, but in all parts of the world where vaccination is practiced. And there's all kinds of quotes from different doctors in the late 1800s, talking about how the vaccinations are what's leading to cancer. There's many different doctors that are quoted here. Doctors Von Bergman and E. Hahn have demonstrated by the recent notorious inhuman experiments at the Berlin Hospital that in many cases of cancer, it is quite probable that the disease was developed as the result of quote-unquote accidental inoculation. And basically, they're talking about pretty much the smallpox vaccine, because that was the major one being given back in those days, and talking about how the large amount of vaccine lymph that's impregnated into the people directly by this inoculation procedure is imbued with scrofulous and cancerous matter. So I'm working on my book, and that's going to have all this information in it. I don't have time to read the whole thing. But this is the source that I'm getting it from, that there was no such thing as cancer before vaccines, because that's what the doctors were saying in the late 1800s, that they never saw cancer until the inoculations started occurring. And in fact, the only places that have cancer is where inoculations are being given. Now, one thing that was really quite funny was David actually wrote to the American Cancer Society in regards to my other statement that I've made on previous shows, that no vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer. And interesting, it took them a few days to get back to David, but when they replied, they basically did not even address that issue. What they did was send him a number of references, and one of the funniest is, of course, from Paul A. Offit, M.D., one of the main vaccine promoters that I've invited on the show many times, but he won't come on. And pretty much what this, you know, reference that they sent to him talks about is how the SV40 virus that was contained in vaccinations, as it turned out, when these minions who are promoting vaccines investigate it, they find that the vaccines that contain the SV, simian vitus 40, did not cause cancer. So on that basis, I will refer you to two very important books. One of them is The Virus and the Vaccine, The True Story of a Cancer-Causing Monkey Virus, Contaminated Polio Vaccine, and the Millions of Americans Exposed, by Debbie Bookchin, B-O-O-K-C-H-I-N, and Jim Shoemaker, S-C-H-U-M-A-C-H-E-R. And amazingly, on page 93 of this book, this is what it says. The Technical Committee, and this is the Technical Committee of the Public Health Service on poliomyelitis vaccine, who started investigating the SV40 virus after something called the Cutter incident, where many people actually got polio from the polio vaccine. They created a new health standard for vaccine contaminants that all are presumed benign until proven otherwise. Isn't that amazing, folks? You don't have to prove something safe. You just give it to the people until somebody proves that it's not safe. And, of course, chances are, in most cases, that will never happen, especially if the people making the poison have lobbyists to lobby with cash the prostitutes in the District of Criminals, and they can use their statistics to twist and spin the data. And that is why statistics were invented, so that they can make any drug or injection allegedly safe with their manipulation of data and their leaving out of their experiments certain people or animals that don't fit in to what they want their turnout to be. Or basically they can just make stuff up. That's what was happening back in Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn when I was doing surgery research. Our Dr. Bernard Jaffe was just making up his numbers. And due to myself primarily, but a couple of other individuals who tried to get this man fired from the institution, they would never fire him. They said it's a bad time to lose the chairman. I went to the New York Newsday, and they ended up doing a whole series of articles on Dr. Bernard Jaffe, and he eventually was forced to leave the institution, ending up at Tulane University Medical Center in charge of their research department. Now, this became very amazing to me when one of my clients told me about the book Dr. Mary's Monkey, How the Unsolved Murder of a Doctor, a Secret Laboratory in New Orleans, and Cancer-Causing Monkey Viruses are Linked to Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK Assassination, and Emerging Global Epidemics, by Edward T. Haslam, H-A-S-L-A-M as in Mary. This is a very important book, folks. Turns out they had a particle accelerator down there at Tulane University. All kinds of bad stuff happened, but I really encourage you to get this book because it really shows what's been going on and how a lot of these political goings-on are related to a fraudulent medical research. And he reports on page 195 of this book, The Case for the Viral Theory of Cancer, published between 1901 and 1955. Now, I'm going to get more into the Special Virus Cancer Program in a few minutes, but I just wanted to bring those out to you to let you realize you can't go to the fox to ask why the chickens are dying. And that's why I kind of joked around with David when he told me that he was going to inquire of the American Cancer Society as to the link between vaccines and cancer, that this is pretty much like going to the fox to ask about the chickens. Of course, they're not going to tell you the truth, because as a matter of fact, the American Cancer Society has in their mission statement documents that if a cure for cancer is ever found, they have to disband immediately. Now, they all have very high CEO salaries and lots of stretch limos and things of that nature. Do you think they're going to let the cure for cancer come out? I don't think so. As a matter of fact, what they have done instead is go after any doctor that actually is able to reverse cancer. And in fact, they're not just doing that in this country. One of our listeners in England sent me an article from the BBC News, Man Convicted Over Cancer Cure. Turns out that even in England, there was a 1939 act which made it illegal to offer a cure for cancer or to offer advice on how to treat it in any advertisement outside the medical profession. And they state, and I quote, "The law has stood the test of time precisely because it is important now, as it ever was, that people are protected from those peddling unproven products with spurious claims as to their effects." Now, of course, it doesn't mention in this article whether this man's, Andrew Harris's, supplement that he was selling actually reversed cancer. It doesn't talk about that. It just talks about how he was convicted for offering it. And that's what you have to realize, folks, is how dangerous it is to, quote-unquote, cure cancer. That's why I always tell people, I don't cure anything. I don't treat anything. I teach you how to reverse it. And that's what I do, because that's what you have to do to get to the heart of things. Okay, so I talked about the trophoblast aspect. Those are the cells that become the cancer cells. I talked about how important it is to be alkaline, because an alkaline environment of your body prevents the cancer cells from growing. I talked about how important it is to have an immune system that works. So you need to detoxify the vaccines and do things to uncorrupt the immune system, as well as take immune supplements to boost the immune system. Immune system function is imperative for people with cancer, because if you have a working immune system, it will take care of business. That's why the Creator gave you an immune system, to get rid of cancer cells and viruses and bacteria, etc. I talked about how important it is not to drink milk for everyone. I've done a show with Robert Cohen, who has a book, Milk, the Deadly Poison. I encourage you to go back into the archives and listen to that for a whole show on milk alone. But, of course, in regards to it's important not to have it when you have cancer, it's largely because of growth hormone, as well as the fact that almost all milk now has bovine leukemia virus in it. Of course, they're vaccinating the cows. And according to Dr. Patricia Jordan, this includes even organic milk. So this is a big problem. And Patrick Jordan's going to come on to talk about the vaccine issue. But before I get to that, I want to talk about the different toxins that are carcinogenic. They called them carcinogens when I went to medical school. You see, they can't ever say that word toxin, because if they ever planted that word into the hard drive of a medical student's brain, the medical student may actually come out of their coma one day and say, "Toxin? Wait a minute, I just read in the PDR all the side effects of these drugs were given. They're all toxins, you see?" So they use the word carcinogen. But I just want to read to you some of the things that are toxins which cause cancer, i.e. carcinogens. They include diethylstilbestrol, DES, which is in meat products. We have hexachlorophene, which is in cosmetics, soups, and deodorants. We have diethylenolamine, DEA, which is in shampoos, conditioners, bubble baths, lotions, cosmetics, soaps, laundry and dishwashing detergents, toothpaste, deodorant, etc., etc. Sodium lauryl sulfate, same things that they're in, all these different personal products. Propylene glycol is also in vaccines. We have all the different artificial sweeteners, including aspartame and Splenda. These are known carcinogens. Pesticides, especially because they're synthetic estrogens, actually stimulate the growth of especially breast cancer and prostate cancer. Once again, I encourage you to go into the archives and listen to my shows with Steve Tweeden, who is to pesticides what I am to people, or to vaccines, excuse me. And he actually owned a huge pesticide company. His father died of cancer, his son died of cancer, and then Steve got cancer. That's when the Ford light went off, and he said to himself, I wonder if the pesticides are causing this problem. And in fact, they were. He investigated what pesticides actually do, and now he has an excellent website, the best, as in boy, B as in boy, not P as in best, thebestcontrol2.com, where you can get natural solutions for any pest. So those are some of the chemicals that cause cancer. Very interestingly, before I went to medical school, I was a radiologic technologist, i.e. x-ray technician, and I just received in the mail about a week ago the United States Radiologic Technology Update 2008, which is a collaborative effort between the University of Minnesota School of Public Health, the National Cancer Institute, and the American Registry of Radiologic Technologists, telling me that they want me to participate in a study to see if my occupational ionizing radiation exposure has been associated with myself with breast cancer, thyroid cancer, leukemia, melanoma, and other skin cancers, as well as other diseases, including heart disease and cataracts. Because they know that ionizing radiation can cause damage to genetic material in cells, which may cause the cells to become cancerous. Now, in fact, I did detoxify the radiation in myself with homeopathy because of my years as an x-ray technician. Back in the day when I was doing this, there weren't all the fancy contraptions to hold children, and we actually held children for x-rays. So I was x-rayed up the wazoo, not to mention I had a myelogram and other procedures, because before I learned about natural things, I had a lot of health issues. But it just amazed me that they actually admit in here that radiation is associated with breast cancer, because any radiologic technologist reading this should say, wait a minute, one of the things that we do is radiate women's breasts. Why are we radiating women's breasts doing mammograms if radiation causes breast cancer? That's something I encourage all of you to ask your white coats. All of you women, when they start pushing you to go get your yearly mammogram or however often they try to convince you to do it, ask them, why are they studying x-ray technologists all over the country to see if they have breast and other cancers because of their risk to ionizing exposure of radiation from x-rays? And why are they doing that, and then you're telling me to get a mammogram? As a matter of fact, I just found out recently that the Suman G. Komen for the Cure and all these pink labels you're seeing, buy yogurt and send in your cap, and they're going to donate to the Susan G. Komen for the Cure. Apparently, that is to get women mammograms. So just realize there's no cancer cure they're looking for, folks, because the money that's coming in is really big numbers, and they want to continue to bring the money in. They don't want to cure breast cancer. They want to continue to cause it, especially with mammograms. Now, another thing that causes cancer is cell phones. It causes brain and eye cancer. As a matter of fact, I know of two people who developed brain cancer right under the place where they hold their cell phone up to their ear, in that exact area, because they held their cell phone there all the time on the same side. Am I saying not to use cell phones? No. There are actually little gizmos you can get to decrease the radiation, but the main thing is to use your cell phone as little as possible, because every little thing that you can do to decrease your exposure to all these carcinogens is going to help you. Now, another little gem that I have here is from the May-June 79 issue of Cancer Journal for Clinicians. And in this particular journal article, they have a table, industrial agents associated with cancer. Now, I want you to think about this. Any of you that are working with any of these things that I'm going to mention, why aren't your employers protecting you? Why aren't they telling you these are carcinogens? Because guess what? There's homeopathic remedies to detoxify all of these things. We have asbestos fibers. Many people know about that. And, of course, this is a exposure that occurs to textile makers, auto brake repairs, cement mixers, construction workers, layers of water pipes, insulation cord makers and insulators, and shipyard workers. Okay, take a breath. I hear the music again. I'll get back to the carcinogens mentioned in this article after the break. Stay tuned.